Okay, let's continue on. Next, all right, point of business, building and grounds meeting update.
Sure.
You guys want to hang out?
Sure.
All right.
Started with consolidation and handling the staff. We'll come back to that, I'll let Joe speak to that. I want to talk a little bit about some of the needs at the high school level, if that's okay. We talked about the bus port, cost of having it demoed, got a couple bids, the low bid was $16,700. High bid was just to paint it and prime it, was $24,000. It's not doing any repairs to the roof or the structure. Our recommendation from buildings and grounds is to demo it, remove it. And maybe put some arches similar to what's over the
Victory Bell?
Yeah, the Victory Bell entrance. Then we moved on to, we had a bid from, who was that? Who was the bid from, Joe, for the air conditioning?
Oh, that was from Plug Smart.
Plug Smart.
Yeah. Their health institution.
Right, to add air conditioning to the building.
To the high school?
Yes.
Yeah, and 144 units.
Yeah, 144 units would be required at $700,000. That was everything, right? That was all in or no?
Total, 1.4, 1.6.
The 700 was just for the classroom.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
Yeah.
I jumped on a little bit.
There was, let me pull that up for me. An additional 150 to do the auditorium in high school?
About 275 to 300.
Okay.
That's total or in addition?
In addition.
In addition, yeah. This is actually, if you want to look at this, this is actually in your superintendent folder that I have there. Mr. Hippley, if you wanted to refer to that, I just threw that in there.
Sorry, I thought I had better notes than what I have, I apologize.
Sorry, let me make sure I put it in there.
It's there.
Go to agenda. And see if there's a superintendent folder.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah, I just put the agenda in there for you. If you want to read off of that.
Buildings and grounds.
Buildings and grounds, perfect.
The electrical upgrade was $75,000 to handle the air conditioning if we move that way. We also asked for a quote to finish the windows in the building. Which put us at, the windows, to finish the necessary building, or the necessary windows was $570,000. And we also asked for a roof estimate, which was 1.961 million, and was told that that would need to be broke up. The recommendation would be over 4 years.
And that was an old quote.
Yeah, and that was an old quote, we would need updated quotes. We would get multiple quotes, but our recommendation is that we start opening up for bids on at least some of these items. I think the roof, the windows and air conditioning, all three need to be opened up for bids, and we need to try to get on the summer docket, is my opinion. And try to move forward with some of these updates at the high school.
Now the 700K, was that just, that was just for the classrooms? Or was that for everything?
That is just the high schools. In addition to do the auditorium and the gym was an additional, you might as well say, $275,000. Basically what it is, if you've ever been in a hotel room and you've seen the air conditioner in the wall, it's kind of like that except for the evaporator core is up on the roof.
Called mini splits.
It would feed up to 4 units. So what do we say, there was 144 units, mm-hmm. 4 for each unit. So it's a big expense. We do know that we have some savings coming from Marlboro that could help offset some of the expense. We also know that the roof would be split into a 4-year span, so we wouldn't pay it up front all 4. We would only pay it in sections as it's done. So we're not really talking, what do we say, like 3 million?
3.6.
3.6, but we wouldn't get hit with a full 3.6 because we know that the roof would be over 4 years, so that part of that unit's going to be lower. Do you have anything else you want to add here? I mean, I think it really needs to take place. The roof, we need to start with the roof. We need to look at air conditioning. I mean, if we're going to put energy and keep replacing energy items to make us more efficient, we certainly need to look at finishing the windows in this building.
What was the timeline for air conditioning, if they start to finish?
It could be done in summer project, they said.
Electrical upgrades?
I didn't ask about window timeframe. Do we have an idea if that could be done or not done?
I didn't ask them, but they...
I don't know if we know that for sure.
Yeah. I'm sure it's over summer that could be done. And they did that front bank over a winter holiday.
Okay. And then we think we could get, I mean, it's a lot. It's a lot of money. It's a lot of money coming out of basically the general fund and the...
If you go to the treasurer folder, I've got the PI budget time analysis document there. If you want to open that up.
Which one?
PI.
Yeah. Fiscal year 19. PI budget. If we're able to get it open? So, you start at the top, the ending balance, that's what you see there at the end of last fiscal year. And then this is some, it's receipts and expenditures through today, okay? Leaves you with a cash balance before receipts that have not come in yet and future encumbrances, which are things that we have encumbered to pay. And so, we will get some more money in property taxes. We haven't got our settlement yet, and that'll happen in April at some point. A couple other items we're expecting to come in. That repayment of turf field advance comes from the athletic boosters. That'll be their second payment on that. The last year, that happened in June. So we will send a bill out, and that's when we'd expect that to come in. Then if you look at the future encumbrances, one of the big thing that's out there is the middle school roof, because it's not finished. So that money is still encumbered, obviously, and it'll be back at some point here in spring, hopefully, to finish that off. And then we have the school buses, which we have not paid for yet. That's why they're an encumbrance. And then we have some technology, some infrastructure upgrades that are some items that are going to be done that are e-ratable, so we're getting a discount on those. Those have been in the works for some time. And then just some other miscellaneous. So that leaves us at $470,000, call it. That's the estimated balance at the end of this June. So could we embark on some sort of project? I think the answer to that is depends on what the priorities are and what you would want done first. We need some direction. If you look going forward below, I'm showing just receipts in the next year to come. And then these are just estimated expenses. There's something there that says general facility repairs, $250,000. That's something that, if we're willing to, we're going to say, look, we're going to, dedicate most of that money toward one of these projects, that makes this a little more feasible. But until I know exactly, I think, kind of what direction the board would want to go on that, then I could answer a little better, would we need to transfer money from general fund, potentially to cover this project over the long haul or not? Or could we just piecemeal it? Now, if the roof is $2 million and it's $500,000 a year, we probably, if we're willing to, maybe cut back on some of the other expenditures that have typically happened, like some paving, some other things, we probably could make it work just out of the PI fund. But if we're looking to do multiple projects at once, I don't think that's possible. Okay, so that's kind of where questions about that schedule. And I kept that schedule largely the same as Leslie had put together. And those are some historical trends, That's where those numbers are coming from for the future years.
So what you're saying, obviously, we don't want to do air conditioning after the roof's done, because they're going to punch holes in the roof.
Yeah, I mean, I think the thing is we have to figure out what the correct order is that makes most sense logically, A. And then B, we can consider, what could we do that, over a period of years? The answer is I think we could. But until I know, if we're doing a roof, we do need to get updated quotes. I mean, that 1.9 is going to go up. How much, I have no idea, you know, until we see those numbers, so.
So really, what we're looking at right now would be air conditioning versus windows? Perhaps?
Yeah. I mean, you're going to spend...
We're going to spend excessive over a budget regardless.
Both of them, yeah. I mean, I guess, I'm just a little concerned about how we're going to pay for that PI. I mean, I just don't see the dollars in there. I mean...
Well, I mean, we would have to be, you'd have to be extremely, as I said, you'd have to, there's estimates in here for paving. Those sort of things you would have to forego in order to dedicate as much of the money, you know what I mean? If you want to minimize how much you'd have to transfer from the general fund, we'd have to make some concessions in here. And again, I don't know, you know, I'm relatively new. I don't know, you know, if paving is something the board is very passionate about, then maybe that's not an option. That's kind of why I'm looking, I think Joe too, you know, for direction on some of that.
Paving's been more upkeep. You know, we paved the Hort building maybe 2 years ago now just because it wasn't...
You know, and general facility repairs have been, when I look back, they've been everything from adding cameras to the schools, okay? They've been things like adding in your man doors with your, you know what I mean, for security reasons. So it's those sorts of projects that have, you know, kind of taken those things up recently in the last year. So, you know, if you're willing, again, you have to be willing to forego some of those sorts of things. Now, if that's not an option, then I think the analysis has to come into how much, then we're into the general fund transfer, you know what I mean? And I didn't prepare an analysis on that, but I can for next meeting.
If we wait and push this off, can we at least okay moving forward with getting more estimates?
Oh yeah, we're already doing that now.
We've asked some companies to give us
doing some stuff
roof estimates.
What's the cost to operate the air conditioners? The estimated cost?
Nah, I don't know if that's in here. Do you know if it's in here, Joe?
No.
I don't think that's in here.
We don't have any ballpark estimate. Is that something that we can get just so
Yeah, I can ask.
Prepare for the budget?
Yeah, I can ask what 144 units might be. I mean, obviously a lot more than what we're paying now.
We're going from...
Without air conditioning.
We're shuttering a building too, keep in mind.
True.
I think Karen had mentioned if we're doing the air conditioning, it might make sense to do the windows because we don't want all the cool air going out the windows. I think you had made that comment.
Right.
In the meeting.
Yeah, that makes sense to me.
It's not a saving, it's the extra cost. They give that in quote.
Where's that?
What's that?
It's in there in the quote under annual savings, it gives utility. It's a negative.
Yeah, in that case, it's negative, yeah.
Of each part of the... Whereas on the roof and on the windows, it shows a savings there. It's showing expenses with simple paybacks.
That is a good call.
Yeah.
On page 8, yes.
So we're talking $7,400 to run the air conditioning here at the high school, if we...
What they're guessing.
What they're guessing, yeah.
What are they estimating?
$7,400.
$7,400.
It's annual.
In utility cost increase.
I for one would like to see the district move forward.
Yeah, I mean, I think I can answer it this way more than I'm thinking about it. If it's the roof first and it's going to be sectioned off over 4 years, there's probably likely we could do some gymnastics, I think, in the PI fund to make it happen. It would just have to take a commitment to probably foregoing some other things. If you want to go forward with everything that's on this plug smart estimate, no, that's going to, you know what I mean, in the summer, because the high end of this estimate is $1.65 million, mm-hmm. you know, or $6.4 million. Then we're going to have to
But that's including consider. The auditorium.
That is including the auditorium. I'm just saying if you want to do all those projects, then we would have to have a discussion about, yeah, it's going to take general fund transfer to do that.
Yeah.
And what does that look like? I could model that for you in the next meeting. You know, what would the effect be on the five-year forecast if we would do a transfer like that?
I don't know that we're looking to do the auditorium in the in the gym myself. I mean, I think we're looking at learning environments. I certainly think I would like to see the district move forward in that area, and obviously the windows and the roof, but if you're asking me to rate where we need to be, I think it goes air conditioning, windows, roof. I mean, I don't want to punch holes in a roof that's just been replaced, so I think that has to come after the...
Well, one thing we talked about, if you're using the gym, I think a good place to start roofing would be the auditorium gym areas. So for example, if we say, hey, we're not going to AC the gym or auditorium, you know, you can do some conversations there as well. I don't know if I concur with you, to be honest with you. I think I'd like to see some air in there, both facilities personally, but if we decided not to, that could be a place to start too. Because it's going to be hard to get a lot of these things going up this summer anyway at this point. I don't know how much of that will come to fruition anyway. I mean, we need to start, we have to have the conversations. I mean, so now's a good time to do it. And then now, how to pay they, for it, I mean,
can they be, piece, can they be standalone projects? The high school or the classrooms versus the auditorium?
Okay, we do it in sections, come back and do the auditorium.
Yeah, that's my understanding.
We think, yeah, it seemed that you could.
Yep. I mean, the first thing is get the electrical upgrade up so we can handle everything. I mean, that's probably the first step, no matter what you do, for if you're going with AC. And we've been talking about that for a lot of years now, how we don't have enough juice around here.
I was going to say, that's beneficial no matter what.
Yeah, sure would be.
Whether air conditioning happens or not, because
yeah, especially for people like Eric and Ben, when we're talking technology and other things.
Since we've got a projected $500,000 savings if we're going to the two buildings, has there been talk about using that money to air condition the elementary, since they're going to be really much fuller than they were before with student population? Has anybody talked about going ahead and putting air conditioning while we're doing this project, is air conditioning the elementary buildings as well?
Well, on the surface, it wouldn't make sense if we're pursuing a consolidated building with the Nexus money. So to put that kind of money to buildings that are going to be shuttered down the road anyway, that wouldn't make sense.
I think we should look at some of the women in fire first and foremost.
I agree, and that's why I'm recommending we move forward with the high school as a starting point. I mean, we've made our middle school what it is now. Could it use a little bit more love and care? I'm sure it could in some spots, but overall, it's an acceptable position at this point.
Mm-hmm.
I really think we need to start something at this, other than the science labs that was done before I arrived. In the Fab Lab, we really need to make another big project at this building.
Well, we'll continue to get quotes and keep going down that road, and then, you know, I guess we just need to make a decision. If there's something we want to do this summer, exactly what is it? So we can get those players front and center here and let the treasurer figure out how we're going to pay for it. So I heard you say AC, windows, roof, right, in that order?
That's my recommendation.
Okay.
Just what I've learned growing up and what my dad always said, I would say windows first.
Okay.
Because that's going to make a difference no matter what. And
I just remember how bad it was here.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
I think the air would allow that to not happen. I mean, I understand we're going to lose some energy efficiency from the windows. I get that. That's an acceptable loss.
Remember, AC is not going to happen in over 3 months. You know, I mean,
I'm
thinking the roof. I mean, AC could, but the roof's going to take
a
lot longer as far as years go.
Well, we're still working on the middle school roof that was supposed
to
be done in 3 months, and then you get up there and you start hitting stuff.
And if you do the AC, if it's a summer project, you're looking to use it for maybe 2 months in the fall, right?
Yeah.
So you wouldn't get the full effect until springtime.
Right.
Well,
I think we should do it all.
Sounds
too,
like you need another
meeting to figure that out.
Absolutely.
Well, that's good. I mean, this is what we need to be talking about. I mean, this is what March, so we have another building grounds in April. I'll work hard to get some more numbers. And then I think maybe out of that meeting, you guys need to come up and say, hey, here's what we're recommending to the board at our April board meeting. And then we'll just pray that we can get on somebody's docket for the summer. and see what happens. So, that sound all right?
We also talked about bus navigation. And that was set to begin at the beginning of next school year, is that right, Jim?
We're sure hoping.
Yeah. So you'll be able to have an app to know where your bus is.
Using the same software, right?
Yeah, using the same software provider. And then we applied for a safety grant, is that right, Joe?
Yep.
Stop the bleed kits. And to help pay for safety film that basically makes the windows bulletproof short term. What I mean by that is that...
Shatterproof, I guess.
It's gonna delay somebody from gaining access. They'll, eventually, if they want in, they're getting in. This is just to slow their, slow them down, give us time to react.
So are they bulletproof if this one goes through?
No.
They're not.
They're not bulletproof.
It's designed to stop.
It won't shatter.
Correct.
Yeah, initially.
That's all I've got wrote down. You have anything different than that?
Nope, that was it.
Well, I had changing of the elementary names.
Oh, that's right.
Sorry. We had talked a little bit about that.
That was at the beginning.
To bring up some conversation, yeah.
Yeah.
But you guys' thoughts were there.
Yeah, I made the recommendation of changing Lexington to Marlington Orange and Washington to Marlington Black Elementary, of course. Trying to get rid of the township names. Fairness to Marlboro. I don't think any of the elementaries should remain the same as they are. I guess basically...
What do you name the high school then? You're gonna change its name as well? The school district name? Or not?
Marlington's the other two names.
Yeah, Marlington is the school district.
Four buildings names.
But there was a issue with the state where we would have to...
Well, there's just a lot of behind the scenes stuff that Ms. Sutton and I would have to do to get that
coded or
taken care of. It's not that it can't be done. There's just...
Can you explain? Expand on that?
You want to give it a shot? Go ahead.
You have to submit a requisition for a name change. That wouldn't happen until July. So, and it, the only thing that would happen is they wouldn't grant it to us as long as it wasn't something goofy, I think.
The ODE.
IRN numbers.
Right. So the IRN numbers would stay the same. And if you remember, I talked a little bit about the IRN number.
Mm-hmm.
IRN numbers are very, very important to school district. Everything is linked. All the data that we collect or generate is linked to that IRN number. So we want to make sure that we would keep the IRN numbers the same, but you have to go through a process to change the name of the building.
What would be the cost to change a name?
There is a cost.
Cost, like with the ODE?
Of everything, and you'd have to change
Well, to me, the signage, like the sign out in front, I'm not sure you'd want to keep that out there. So I talked about that a little bit. You're going to have a cost there. If you want to put the name up on the building, you have to have a cost for that. You know, I think of things as simple. I mean, these are kind of not really a big deal for a lot of folks, but letterhead and, you know, paperwork, those kinds of things.
Each building has its own letterhead.
Yeah. I mean, and that's not a crisis, but it's
each building has its own letterhead currently.
The stuff that we would have to work through.
Why don't we have a district-wide?
We do, like at my level, but then if we're putting out like a Lexington Elementary type document, it will have their name and address and phone on it.
Gotcha.
So I mean, there's just some things there that we would have to work through financially to, or just leave them there. Not worry about it.
Use them until, I mean, it's stationary, you use to use it all up.
Yeah, and we probably will.
And then you order new with the...
Regroup when it was time.
Yeah.
What would be the harm of leaving the names the same? Lexington and...
There's no harm. It's just a recommendation.
I mean, that wouldn't cost us anything.
Parents suggested this idea.
Yeah.
This came from parents.
Right.
This did not come. This was a suggestion that was made at our meetings at the middle school.
It was
made... several of our teachers have mentioned that parents came
staff,
and said this is a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's taking those recommendations, I think it's pretty hard to go.
I think we've had some email to that regard, too.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen some email, same thing. And we're talking about our focus is on the district and eliminating the township identity. And, you know, with Marlboro closing, you still have Lexington and Washington with the township identity. And removing that identity and just going with the district identity just reinforces the fact that it's Marlington. It's not about this township school or that township school. Marlboro obviously is perceived to be the most affected, but all three, you know, all three townships are affected. So going along with that, you know, whether we call them orange or black, north, south, whatever the names end up being, I think that would reinforce the fact that, you know, we're making this change, closing Marlboro, consolidating to two schools, and our long-term plans are consolidating to one building next to the middle school. That's the long-term plan. So this is the next step in that arena.
So I heard north and south tonight, right? Along with the orange and black. I mean, does anybody else have any other thoughts or ideas from what you've been hearing or talking to folks?
Now, when you say orange and black, do you mean like Marlington? You say Marlington orange, Marlington brown?
It's tough.
What's that?
It's tough. I mean, you know, I think because I'm practical in my mindset, and mm-hmm. I just think straightforward because there is a northern school and a
south. Right, right.
So I think north, south.
North and south?
Mm-hmm. Just because that's my, I don't know, that makes sense to me. It says where it's at, where it's located.
If this has to be submitted
by July.
By July?
For that.
July is around that time when we do a big rollover of data from this year to next year. So we would, we've been in contact with the ODE just to make sure that we're not going to miss anything as far as Marlboro taking it offline.
So we've got a few months to play with on this.
Oh, yeah.
Would it another task for building and grounds, or can you give us an estimate on signage to make that happen, and any other
expenses
related to that, mm-hmm. just so we have an idea. I mean, if it's getting into some excessive amounts, we might want to reconsider
right.
it.
Absolutely.
But
right, absolutely.
Going back to your thoughts, I mean, you're looking soon down the road to use those Nexus money, COPS project, have a new elementary. Right, I mean, that's where the board's head.
Correct. Right.
I would agree. We almost spent a lot of money.
True.
For a couple.
Right.
Years
you don't want to go with the Taj Mahal signs, yeah. digital display, yeah. and all that, but right. something that
okay.
will get us by 5 years or so.
We'll work on it.
Okay. So, son, I have a question on when we change this. How does the ODE look at like historical data? Are they just going to say, even though we're changing essentially the composition of these two schools, are they just going to say, compare historically to Lexington next year to Lexington this year?
Yes. So unless that building changes drastically, the composition of students would change drastically, they'll continue with that same data.
There's no advantage to renaming it to do that or renumbering it?
No.
Can't do that, end of it?
Well, wouldn't the influx of students be drastic enough?
No, it's not. And we probably would not be eligible to apply for a new IRN because the composite of the building is not going to change drastically. It's still going to remain a K-5 building.
If you'd gone like K-2.
And the majority of the students will still attend Lexington. Okay.
Yeah. And then the other thing we talked about was the actual move from Marlboro, and the maintenance and janitor staff is going to attempt. They believe they can handle that move
admin.
With admin's assistance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that would start the day after school's out.
Yeah. They've already actually started purging yeah. some of their excess stuff that they've accumulated.
Yeah. The last thing I put in my folder was the piece from the strategic plan that hopefully you're going to adopt tonight. It talks about your goal and part of the plan. It's create a comprehensive district facilities plan that allows for proactive future planning. And the first one's evaluate where we're at. That's kind of the conversation we've had tonight. And it says quarter one of 19. Guess what the quarter one of 19 is? Now?
Right now.
Okay. So you're bequeathed to come up with, you know, some thoughts on that. So the notes from tonight's discussion, we'll just kind of add in there as the preliminary conversation piece. So. And as you see, you can, as you move down through there, we got some recommendations and some other things like that coming. So, and that would be the COPS project, that's where you're going, that would be, you know, some things like that, high school, whatever upgrades or renovations you're planning there. All right. I think that's all we had, right, for the meeting, that about covered?
Yeah.
Review agenda? Anything on the agenda? Need a note? I've got that resolution that we spoke about in the, in executive session. That's what, item C, under new business. Everybody good?
Yes, sir.
Any public participation?
Daniel, you want to speak at the, just to make sure, yep, Daniel's going to speak at the regular meeting.
Okay. Entertain a motion to adjourn tonight's special meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Call the roll.
Carolyn Gabbert. Thomas Hiplick.
Yes.
Karen Humphries.
Yes.
Scott Mason.
Yes.
Mark Ryan.
Yes. Okay. Start the regular meeting in about 17 minutes.